Dean, and we are awaiting any kind of a home improvement question that may be on your mind. Just call us or text us, 651-461-9226. Andy Landis, good morning to you.
Good morning, Denny. How are you today?
I'm doing quite well. I was actually thinking that your crews might be able to start shedding their heated Milwaukee vests and other attire. What do you think this week?
Yep. I think the heated vests go away, and it looks like we break out the raincoats a little bit in a couple of the days. Maybe not till later in the week, but hey, we can't complain right now, and we got 50s and maybe even 60s by the end of the week.
Yeah,
now,
maybe 65.
What worries me is all the snow on people's roofs melting and seeing where that goes, because we've ran into a lot of gutter systems that are clogged. You have open, ordinary gutters. I don't know if it was just because it was a crazy cold fall, but it seems like these open gutters did not get cleaned out a lot last year, or maybe the leaves fell a little bit later than normal. I'm not sure, but it's something to keep an eye on. If your roof melts off, you know, where your downspout goes into your house usually gets less sun, so you want to make sure that that's free and clear. If we get these rains coming at the end of the week, Friday and Saturday, you want to make sure that your gutters are running free and clear. And now, once that snow melts a little bit, take a look where your downspout extensions are. A lot of them get stepped on in the wintertime, crushed. Oh, you want to make sure that water gets away from the house, because the ground is still frozen. So it's a great opportunity for water to get into the basement. So, yes, we got some great weather coming out, but this is usually when I'm running into people that are having some emergencies that need to be fixed, like ASAP. So I'm anticipating we're going to get a few of those calls this week, Denny.
Yeah, I would assume. And I heard, now you've talked about this topic before, and you know how much I love those leaf guard gutters that Lindis put on how many years ago, close to 30 years ago. I heard these guys talking in the store the other day about the screens. I put up one of these, that supposedly protect the gutters. Talk about those, because I can't imagine. I would think they would collect things rather than keep things from going in your gutter.
Yeah, they do a decent job until the screen or the filter itself gets clogged, which they will. I haven't ran into one yet. I've installed a few of these systems ourselves as well. LeafGuard always had a micro mesh type guard. It was a price point type system. It's an okay system. You're going to end up having to clean out your gutters less, but eventually that screen's going to clog, and now you're right back to where you were with your gutters overflowing. So it's not a long-term solution. It is going to come with some maintenance. There's a bunch of different types of systems you can do, one-piece systems, two-piece systems, hood systems. You know, if the one thing I can tell you is most everything was designed around the LeafGuard patents. If they can make it just like LeafGuard, they would. I think it is the perfect gutter protection that you can put on your home. Can't really build it any better. The way the bracket's installed, how it attaches to the fascia board, nothing goes into your roof. Denny, we have over 75,000 customers now in the Twin Cities metro area. And yeah, my service department is still only one person deep. So we're not cleaning out these gutters all the time. Yes, we have some installation things, maybe some leak things, but again, it's one person that does service. We have over 75,000 installs, and we've been doing it since 1993.
My goodness. So, yeah, that alone should tell you something.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll tell you what, Andy, let's grab a phone call. I think Matt is checking in from Plymouth this morning. Matt, good morning. Thanks for the call. What's your question for Andy?
Hey, good morning. Thank you. So I've been told by my insurance company that if I get a new roof, my premiums would drop significantly. So I'm kind of in that market right now. I'm probably going to be doing it out of pocket. So I was wondering, can you talk about the difference between, say, like asphalt shingles versus a metal roof, and then kind of what maybe the pros and cons of them are?
Yeah, for sure. No, not all asphalt shingles are created equally. I would make sure that you're getting a class 4 option for your shingle. And I think the insurance company's version of significantly and mine are probably different. The most I've ever seen these insurance, now whether or not they'll insure you. If your roof is older than 15 years old and you're out there trying to get a new insurance policy, you're going to have a really, really hard time doing it right now in Minnesota or Wisconsin. That's just the nature of insurance industry right now. It's a boy, oh boy, it is. It's touch and go. What you have to worry about with metal roofing, a lot of these insurance policies don't cover anything aesthetic. It has to leak before it's covered on metal roofing, which is okay if you have the proper metal roofing, like a standing seam metal roofing. I'd stay away from any metal shingle. If you have standing seam metal roofing, what you're going to notice, yes, could it dent? For sure. But as long as it's not denting the ribs or harming the finish, which with our metal roofing, they has a Hylar and a Kynar finish, which is a softer finish. It's a very reflective finish as well. It has a very low emissivity and a very high reflectivity, meaning it doesn't absorb the sun's energy. It actually reflects it back out there, so it keeps your attic a little bit cooler. But the way the metal works, during the expansion and contraction, it might take a year, but most of those dents are going to come out. In fact, my family members that have had hail damage, I've told them, don't do anything. It's not leaking. Let's take a look in a year, and sure enough, the dents are almost all gone, and it's your roof. You're not seeing that. So worst case scenario with a metal roof, a standing seam metal roof, you have to paint it 25, 30 years down the road. Now, when it comes to asphalt shingles, as long as you're taking, you know, the right installer, a Master Elite GAF installer with one of the class four options, my three favorite are the Grand Sequoia, the Dual Shadow Ultra, or the Armor Shield. And, you know, we do have a couple of, I think maybe we're going to be down to like 45, 50 square of those Glenwood shingles yet. I know we sold a couple of this week, so we're running out of them. But that is an option for you as well, and that comes with a 50-year warranty. The discounts I see insurance companies giving people for having a brand new Class 4 roof are in the $200 to $500 range. So, depending on how big your roof is and how much your homeowner's insurance is, so I wouldn't be afraid to look at both options and make sure you're talking to your contractor about all of the pros and cons, because they each have some pros and cons. But I'd stay away from metal shingles. If you're going to go metal, the standing seam is the route. We've installed them both, but I just don't, not a big believer in any of the metal shingles or the composite shingles out there. A couple of these suppliers, Denny, are selling these composite type shingles. Mm-hmm. And I've watched installs in the cold and seen them shatter.
Really?
So I just don't know how that's going to last in our area of the world. So I've stayed away from them. I'm hopeful someday they're going to come out with a better material for roofing. And I know the good folks at GAF are testing and always testing and testing and testing. But that's how I would do it. And unfortunately, you know, you're in a good spot. Your insurance company said they're going to give you a discount if they put a new roof on. I have a lot of customers that are saying they're going to get dropped by their insurance carrier if they don't do something with their roof or maintain their roof. So we're doing some different things with the fortification process as well. So you can get a certified fortified roof, which is going to up your wind damage. And with a class four type shingle, you know, we've inspected hundreds of roofs that we've installed over the last 20 years and found no damage. So there is a way to build a roof that can withstand severe weather. Just unfortunate that the majority of the contractors across the country aren't doing that. We're lucky in Minnesota. We're a class four market. We are the amount of class four shingles per capita or per roof that goes on in our market is almost better than any other market in the country. It's like us and two or three other markets that are like this across the country. So that makes me excited. That means we're doing our part, not only for our own homes, for the insurance industry as a whole. And I know it's tough to look at the insurance company and trying to help them out, but if the more claims that happen, the harder it is to get insurance, the more expensive it is to get insurance. You know, they're not going to do this for free, and there's somebody that's way better at math than me in a closet figuring all this stuff. And if they lose money, they figure out how not to lose money. So my workaround is, hey, let's put on a roof that never gets damaged or is really, really hard to damage and see what happens. So, and like I said, hundreds of roofs we've inspected and been able to tell the customer, hey, you do not have to file a claim. And that's as fun of a conversation for us to have as it is to say, hey, here's what your roof price is and where you have to sign, and we'll get started. I'd be honest with you, you're talking about a roof that's 5-10 years old. I would prefer to tell people they don't need to change out the roofs. The unfortunate part is, Denny, unless it's a Class 4 roof and you had hail that came through, it's going to be trashed.
Yeah. Andy, hang on. We need to take a quick break. Let's invite our listeners to join in if you have any kind of a home improvement question. We'd love to hear from you either by phone or by text, 651-461-9226. Don't forget, turn your clocks ahead 1 hour. We go back to daylight saving time tomorrow morning. So as you head to sleep tonight, set those timepieces ahead. Spring ahead 1 hour. 35 degrees now in the Twin Cities on our way to 49. From News Talk 830 WCCO. Any kind of a home improvement question, we'd love to hear from you at that very number. You can phone it in, you can text it in, 651-461-9226. We're in the midst of our home improvement show, and thanks to Andy Lindis from Lindis Construction. Andy, something I wanted to ask you about, because I know you won't bring it up yourself. You were given quite some accolades as far as CEOs go. Would you be kind enough to fill us in? Because I think it's something people should hear about.
Well, sure. You know, a lot of it is because it's 100% the team that I'm around. I really feel like my job in the last 10 years, Denny, has gotten easier and easier and easier. We have an average tenure now at Lindis Construction of almost 19 years for over 160 people. And this year, a group that takes information from suppliers, you submit how much work you've done, some employee statistics, what their average pay is, and then they interview some of the people at your office. And we ended up number 5 this year on the Power 100. So I was named the 5th best CEO in the home improvement industry across the country. Thousands of candidates for that. The Power 100 is the organization that does this. He's a former hammer swinger himself that runs this organization. So he's worked for different contractors. He's been a contractor himself. Now he just works on rating us CEOs. And I've never looked at myself as a CEO, Denny, to be 100% honest with you. So I look at it as Lindis Construction was just named number 5 across the country. And what's nice is we are still a family-owned and operated business and have no plans ever to not go that route. I want to see Lindis Construction be 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th generation contractor and employer in the Twin Cities metro area in western Wisconsin. That's my goal in life. And I think my brothers and I, growing up the way we did, you know, it's not just me. You know, I have 2 brothers that are also run Lindis Construction. And my cousin Rick is our general manager. And all of us have done every job there is in the construction industry. So we relate to the people wearing the tool belts, to the people answering the phones, to the people out doing estimates. And the nice part about us is we haven't had to raise our marketing budget in 20 years, Denny. Wow. We spent the exact same dollars on marketing that we have done in 20 years. And that's because over 70% of our revenue every year comes from past customers, repeat business, or referrals. So when you have customers like we have, you don't need to spend a lot of time on marketing. And the reason why we have customers like we have, Denny, is because the people I get to work with every day, like our job is to make them as happy as they possibly can be. The money will come. And I don't care. It's a philosophy that my mom and dad always had. You know, if you're going to lose money on a job, it better be the best job you've ever done, so at least you get a referral. And that's just that's our marching orders, and always will be our marching orders. And I'm getting a little despondent with our industry as a whole. Denny, the amount of mom and pop shops are becoming less and less. And that's the dirty secret in the industry right now is they're using all these names. And just because they have the same name that they've had for 30 years doesn't mean they have the same ownership. And I'm finding this across industry wide, whether not just our industry, but across businesses across the country. I've found businesses that I've always gotten good service from, and all of a sudden things seem to be going sideways. And I dig a little bit deeper into it, and sure enough, they've sold out to some corporate conglomerate somewhere, and it gets worse. They look for ways to cheapen things. They look for ways to cheapen labor. The employees and the people working there aren't as happy. Mm-hmm. I just had this at a mechanic shop, and this mechanic shop has treated me really, really good over the years. And I was getting work done, and I was in there, and everyone just seemed a little off. And I asked him, he goes, well, last year the family sold out to this company, and since last April, that company that bought us has bought 51 other locations across the country. And like, holy moly. So one thing about us, Denny, is we're never going to be sitting in a boardroom, you know, worrying about profit and letting profit drive any decision. That's the most important part of my job, is making sure all of my people are happy. Because I know if all of our people are happy, they're going to make our customers happy. And if we make the customers happy and we install products that can last a lifetime, then, you know, the next person that sits in my seat isn't worrying about anything that we installed 20 years ago, which is, again, when you only have one service guy division that's done over 75,000 jobs, you're doing something right. And that's a lot of fun for me every day to look at the statistics, look at like what our people are accomplishing and the ideas my people bring to me on a regular basis. It's awesome. And well, you know, Denny, you've met Bridget Kramer before, right?
Of course. Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. She's up for an award right now to maybe be a finalist for one of the best women in construction. And so it's not just the men that we have in Linus Construction, Denny. The amount of women that we have that drive our every day and do things for us every day, whether like, and some of them are in the field too. It's not just office work. So it's an all around. I'm a lucky, lucky person. I know my name is associated with this award, but it's hats off to everyone that's been involved with us since Mom and Dad started it in 1979.
Well, I wanted to bring that up, and congratulations to you. I know a lot of folks are applauding you for good reason. Yeah, and you, like always, like your mom and dad, have always surrounded yourself. That's a smart managers and owners. You surround yourself with good people and good workers, and you do good work. So anyway, congratulations on that award. Well-deserved. So, Andy, hang on. I want to alert Linda, who's calling us from Wilmer. We're going to pick up. Don't go away. Go get some coffee or whatever. We're going to pick up on your phone call when we come back after the weather forecast, which I think might be worth listening. So hang on. We're going to be back after the weather here. News Talk 830 WCCO. And welcome back to this portion of our Home Improvement Show presented by Lindus Construction, L-I-N-D-U-S. I wanted to mention if you have a project in mind, maybe you want new windows, new roof, new gutters, give them a call this coming week, 844-9-LINDUS, L-I-N-D-U-S, 844-9-LINDUS. Andy, we've got callers, we have texters, so let's put you back to work here. We promised Linda, calling in from Wilmer, that she'd be first up here. Thanks for waiting, Linda. What is your question for Andy?
Good morning. I have a question about garage floor coatings. Wondering what company or companies that you work with or that you would recommend. In the Wilmer area, so we're hoping they service this area. And if not, I guess our next question would be, what should we be looking for when we're selecting someone to do the floor coating? Thank you.
Well, Andy, thanks, Linda. Andy, you have someone, and I do too. So maybe, what do you think you could tell Linda?
Yeah, you know, Blackhawk Garage Door out of Bloomington. I'm not sure if they go as far south as Wilmer or not. I think the main thing you want to look for is that it's a polyurea floor, not a epoxy floor. It seems like those floors are lasting longer than what you can get from the store-bought epoxy. And make sure that who's ever installing the floor is talking about all of the prep work that they're going to have to do before installing it. Like, meaning almost every single floor needs to be have a grinder go over it, a diamond grinder, and take off that first layer of concrete in order to get a proper bond with the polyurea or epoxy. Now, outside of that, you know, warranties and checking on doing your due diligence always. Because, again, a lot of these garage door companies, HVAC companies, plumbing companies, roofers, siders, window guys, you name it, have all fallen under corporate umbrellas over the last few years. So I'd want to check out, you know, somebody that had it installed 5 years ago and somebody that's had it installed recently, and just talk about warranties and who's going to be backing that warranty. Now, that's, you know, it's an easier said than done trying to figure out who's going to back that warranty. We told a story about a friend of mine had a customer call him that, you know, they kept the paperwork for over almost 25 years. And that company went bankrupt. They're owned by another company now that bought them out of bankruptcy court. But because they bought them out of bankruptcy court, they do not have to honor any of the old warranties. So the brand is still alive, but it's under a new group of people owning it. And the way they bought them out of bankruptcy court, the assets, they don't have, there's no obligation to any of the warranties that that company sold beforehand. So that's why it's the scariest thing I do is picking our partners, and why I'm really happy right now with the direction everything's going, from the Millboard decking to the great folks at LP Siding, our steel suppliers for the steel siding and steel roofing, the good folks at Marvin, and of course, GAF. You know, I don't know if I can find better partners across the country or more reliable people when it comes to warranty claims. And the nice part about all of those products, any is, like, if you were to take, you know, think of the amount of LP Smart Side we've installed over the years, the amount of GAF roofing over the years, the amount of Marvin windows over the years, the amount of leaf guard gutters we've installed over the years, Millboard decking over the years. I'd still have fingers left over if I got to warranty claims, meaning it would be under 10 combined with all of those manufacturers. The reason why those manufacturers are able to put such awesome warranties on their stuff is because they've tested it to make sure it doesn't fail. And not all flooring is going to be created equal. The big thing is the prep work that goes into it, the installers, and make sure that it's polyurea and not epoxy.
And just another thought, Linda, and I'm not sure if they go out there, but a sponsor that's been here on CCO for about 16 years, it's called Great Garage Floors, plural, floors. I'm not sure if they go to Kandy, Ojai County. You'll have to check with them. Get on the web, greatgarageflooresforyou.com, and give them a call, at least. But what Andy says is absolutely true, every word he mentioned. But that's just another thought.
So when we did the floor on our Lake of the Woods place, my dad's house on Lake of the Woods, Denny, we're on an island there. So building materials, you keep everything. So we kept the dust from the concrete that we had vacuumed up, and we ended up reusing that as mortar on a retaining wall that we built out of rocks later on down the road. You know, my dad, he's going to find a way to turn a project into a longer project, and he's going to use every last material that he possibly can. Heck, he just got done building the house, and I was over at his house, and he was taking old plywood and cutting the rod out to reuse the new good part of the plywood. Like, he's an amazing person. But I'm not trying to give anybody ideas of keeping your concrete dust when you get the great garage floor out to do your work. But heck, you know, beggars can't be choosers some days.
You talk about repurposing. Kevin's great for that. All right. Well, Linda, good luck with that search. But yeah, Sandy's got some good. Andy's got some good tips for you, Linda. I was looking at a text here. I didn't want to forget. Will leaf guard gutters work on a steep roof?
Absolutely. You know, we've installed these on a lot of mansard roofs, and the best way to describe that type of roof is it's like an old hay barn. So it's typically a 14 to an 18, 12 pitch, which the majority of the roofing in the Twin Cities is under an 8-12. So it's a really steep angle, and we've installed leaf guard on a lot of those roofs. And the nice part is, you know, the way snow and ice comes off those roofs, the way leaf guard is shaped to discourage anything but liquid water entering the trough. So if snow and ice wants to come off, it's going to be able to come off, where an ordinary open gutter is going to get ripped off your house when that starts to come off, especially if you have any type of metal roofing. We install leaf guard on metal roofing all the time. So it's something to consider, but typically the faster the water moves, the better leaf guard works. I know, like on our home show displays, we had to crank up the pump because just a little trickle doesn't get the roof wet enough for the principle of liquid adhesion to work at its best. So once water starts to go in there, as long as you have enough downspouts on the house, meaning you want a downspout on a typical roof every 35 to 40 feet, if you have enough downspout on your house, then you don't have to worry about it overflowing. So that's the only problem. If you try to go too far to one downspout, with some designs and landscapes, it just can't be avoided. So it's just one of those things we have to work our way through. And the nice part about us, Denny, is we're going to tell you exactly what's going to happen when we come out and look at it. And you can take our word to the bank as much as you can take anybody's word. So, and you don't have to take our word. Chances are, if you're in the Twin Cities metro area, we're going to be able to point at one of your neighbors and you can talk to them.
Always. You guys are always open to that, and that's a great idea. Getting a signal, Andy, we need to take a break, a quick one. When we come back, we'll pick up on more questions from our texters. If you want to call in or text in your home improvement question, we still have time. 651-461-9226. Another reminder, set those clocks ahead. We lose 1 hour of sleep tonight. Spring ahead as daylight saving time returns tomorrow. Right now in the Twin Cities, 35 degrees. We're going to, you may be seeing temperatures maybe on your car thermometer around 50. But the weather folks say near 49. 35 now from Newstalk 830 WCCO. Stay with us. Good morning. Welcome back to our Home Improvement Show. Every week we're here. Thanks to Lindis Construction in the 9 o'clock hour on CCO. Andy Lindis, again, answering those questions that you may have in mind, any kind of home improvement question. We do have some texters yet, Andy, so let's get to it. This listener said they had a Lindis representative to their house this week looking at some new windows. A tester said, he said my current ones in this model home are not good. And the question is, if I put in new Marvin windows, what do you think the rough estimate would be for energy savings? I know there's so many variables there, but how would you comment on that one?
You know, it really is tough to know without looking at the exact project and what your energy bills currently are. And more importantly, what your attic is doing. You know, there's a lot of energy that's lost in the attic as well. So if you have a poorly insulated or ventilated attic and you put in brand new windows, the energy savings are going to be, you know, depending on, you know, if you have a lot of air infiltration, yeah, new windows are going to save you a lot, maybe 20, 30, 40%. But if you have a really poorly insulated attic, a poorly ventilated attic that is allowing a lot of heat escape, that probably not going to be the case. And bang for your buck on energy savings, attic insulation and attic air sealing is always a way better option to save energy than windows or doors. So depending on now from like how long your windows are going to last on a model home, chances are a lot of depending on when this model home was built, I would say we need to get in the attic and take a look at that as well. But we have lots of customers that experience 15 to 40% energy savings when we do siding and window projects. So that's just from what my customers tell me. We would have to take a look at exactly what is going on in your home to be able to try to narrow that down and give you a better insight. But it's a sticky wicket getting into those types of numbers because, like you said, Danny, there's so many other factors that go into your energy savings outside of windows and doors. Your walls typically are not the problem. Now, if you have a lot of air infiltration, the windows are starting to rot, show their age, they don't operate well, they don't close well or lock. Front doors are notorious, and sliding patio doors, They leak a lot of energy, and if you're seeing frost up and things of that nature, yeah. But, you know, maybe we just start with the worst ones, and we also take a look at your attic, and we can go from there. But you should experience a more comfortable home at the very least.
Oh, for sure. And I'm looking at another text, another window text about Anderson Windows, that brand, and you've mentioned that brand as well. And they mention, he or she, Anderson does install, but if we go through Lindus, is your pricing comparable? Now, maybe we should talk about the difference in what they're naming a certain brand there, but there are multi levels of that kind of brand, right? That type of window.
Yeah. Now, if you're talking about their upper end wood windows, we install those pretty regularly. They're like 400 series type windows, and we've had good luck with them. When it comes to our install versus their install, I would think that we are better. Last I heard, a lot of their installs were subcontracted work, but I'm not 100% certain of that. When it comes to their Anderson Renewal product, I think that the Infinity product beats that one hands down. And even the Season Guard product, which is our lower end window that we offer to people, is a better window than that product. Just by happen chance, a couple of years ago, I was called out to a house with, I can't remember what news station, was either Channel 5 or Channel 4, doing a how to go around your home and get it ready for winter. And it was these renewal double hung windows, and had these big fuzzy things on there, and we're doing a blower door test. We can just feel the air moving through that. And that's just, it's just when it comes to air infiltration, there's a reason why the NFRC only allows people to put the bare minimum of what their window created on there, 0.03. That's what it has to get to. Well, that's not a good enough air infiltration rating. I wish the NFRC would start to rate these windows exactly what happens on air infiltration. And I just know that our windows are way tighter than those products. And when it comes to Anderson products, I would take the 400 series over the Renewal product all day, every day. It's just a much better window.
All right. Andy, just a reminder, we've got less than 2 minutes, maybe a minute and a half to go. I want to get this text in before I let you go. How does Lindus tell if the attic is leaking? Not insulated enough? I mean, maybe you could briefly tell what kind of testing and what you can find.
We're going to use a variety of technology, whether it's infrared imaging and or we have smoke sticks that tell us which way the air moves. If we have to, we'll hook a blower door up to an exterior door and put the right pressure in your house so we can really. All that does is it like emphasizes air leaking. But this time of year, it should be pretty easy. And we sit down with you and show you our comprehensive report, what we found, the pictures and the video that we have taken inside your attic and from around the outside of your home. It's usually pretty obvious what the problem is. But like everything, we're going to sit down with you and go over that and show you everything that we saw so you can make the best decision for your home. Danny, I know we're running out of time here, but
yeah.
It said if refers to us customers as part of the family, can you please ask them why I've never been invited over for Sunday dinner or steak, potato, heck, even take a brat. I do know we are going to plan a customer appreciation day at Lindus Construction again this year. I'm sure CCO will be involved. What worst case scenario, we're going to be big part of the spare this coming up year at WCCO. Stop by and I'll be sweet Martha cookies on me for any customer. So we'll be right there. And you know what the cool part is, Denny? I'm excited for the state fair because we're going to put the brand new GAF solar roof on the WCCO building at the fair. So you'll be able to see exactly
right.
How that works.
All right, yeah. That'll be worth the trip. All right, Andy, thanks so much. Have a great week, and always fun. And we'll talk next week.
Sounds great, Denny. Thank you.
Andy Lindus, yes, enjoy the weather yourself, too. I want to remind our listeners to set the clocks ahead. We get off standard time overnight tonight. Move your clocks ahead. Spring ahead, we lose 1 hour of sleep. And if you want to get in touch with Lindus Construction, call them this coming week. 844-9-LINDUS, L-I-N-D-U-S, 844-9-LINDUS. Denny Long, thanks for your company today. Thank you, Josh, and we'll see you next week.